Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. We have a list of the most tisk-tisk stories sent around online, the most shouted from the rooftop stories.
How do you measure tisk-tisk stories?
They have very sensitive audio equipment.
Tiskometers?
Yeah, tiskometers. But yeah, in England they call them tiskometers.
All right.
But anyway, it's all part of the most. Trisha McKinney?
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm your Google girl today. This morning when I got up, in the top 10 of Google Trends was the term Heimlich maneuver, which turned out to be because of a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs used the Heimlich maneuver to save a patron's life in a restaurant in San Diego. The guy was actually a Chargers fan, but he saved him anyway.
Tony Gonzalez, one of the best tight ends in NFL
history.
Tony Gonzalez,
wow.
Yeah. And it's a great story, and I'm going to refer you. Go on and Google that one yourself, because it's moving down the list. It's sinking fast. It's been replaced, and I want to tell
no
you this one.
There's no way Tony didn't break someone's ribs. He's a powerful man.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
So the story that's now really high up on the Google Trends is at number two is a story about a new website called, not actually a new website, but it's a story about a website called Implodometer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a website
that's... Are you sure it's not Implodometer?
Yeah, I know. You made me wonder if I'm pronouncing it correctly. But, you know, when the O is separated from the other two words by hyphens, I think it's the Implodometer.
All right, fair enough. I agree.
So anyway, this is a website that keeps track of mortgage lenders, and when they implode, they get added to the list. And apparently, this is actually causing some consternation in the mortgage lending industry. There was a big, according to this New York Times article, there was a big conference recently, and one of the speakers was like, you know, giving people tips on how to keep your name off the list. They said nobody wants to be number 266. As of the time the article was written, there were only 265 companies on it. Well, today there are 266, and number 266 is Lehman Brothers SBF. Lucky them.
Yeah.
So anyway, this guy, he's a 28-year-old computer scientist who started the site, and it's doing so well that he actually got to quit his job and form his own company, which he's now hoping to sell to a media company. So I don't know, does he think he's the next wave of profitable businesses out of this? I don't know.
I mean, that's a very useful site, it sounds like, but I really was hoping for a video of things imploding.
Yeah, me too.
That would have been cool.
Well, maybe he can add it to the site, you know? I'm sure he's taking suggestions.
Yeah. First Third Bank, Lehman Brothers Bank, a star. Ian.
Hey.
Hey, dude.
I have a most popular from The Newser. This was actually a story in Wall Street Journal. This guy in Hong Kong, Lam Sai Wing, he's been building a palace of gold. He calls it the Swiss Horn Gold Palace. He's been building it for like a decade. Chandeliers, chariots, armchairs. He has a golden king-size bed, fixtures.
Sounds very comfortable.
Is the mattress gold?
I'm hoping not. Not specified.
But you'd have like
his
gold
name
thread.
Midas?
That's true.
Yeah. No. Lam Sai Wing. Not Goldfinger either. It's 6 tons of gold in all, which is a lot. And, you know, the value of gold has been skyrocketing over the past few years.
He's been hoarding it.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. So he started, you know, cashing out on this, melting down parts of his palace. he has a jewelry business, and he's kind of funding franchises. He's unloaded this year 3 tons, and he's got about $64 million for it. But
so is that like the cabana and the guest room?
Yeah, the chariots are gone. The armored knights got melted down. Pretty much, I think everything is on its way out. But his golden toilet, his throne, he's not letting go of it. He loves the golden toilet. It's fully flushable.
Is that going to fetch the same price as the other elements of the house?
What's that?
Isn't there some sort of markdown on the golden toilet?
No. I mean, you know, it's functioning. I don't see the problem with it. You can wipe it off. But they've been melting it down. The golden toilet came first. The reason he wants to hang on to it is he feels like it's the cornerstone of his business. I did notice there's a slideshow on the Wall Street Journal site, and there's a golden bidet as well, and a golden bathtub. I don't know.
Is he getting rid of the bidet?
Of those.
Yeah.
I hope so. I'm not sure.
Let me just say this. This guy is classy.
Yeah, no.
That's that much I know.
It really looks like a dominating cribs, basically.
Yeah. that is where the magic happens. Speaking of toilets, headline, Denver Post, City Lake like a commode. On the 4th of July weekend, Rin Swoboda saw hope vanish as her favorite hat. She was on a paddle boat in the city park in the little lake there. It fell in the water, and she wouldn't go after it because it's disgusting. The lake, quote, looks like it has cancer, said Swoboda, a 28-year-old native. Is she anti-Denver, this Swoboda woman? No, she loves Denver so much that she has the 303 area code tattooed on her calf.
Is there any actual science in this, or this is just one woman's assessment of the lake?
Not only is there science, there's a picture. And I've never seen a picture of cancer, but if it were a lake and that lake had some paddle boats on it, this would be that lake. A lot of algae. And also Rin Swoboda's cap not helping the situation. Yes. Ooh. Disgusting lake in Denver. Yeah. Welcome, Democrats. Dan.
I got a most emailed here, most popular from Yahoo News. Study, military gays don't undermine unit cohesion. According to a study that comes out of, it's a supposedly a bipartisan study. It was conducted by the Michael D. Palm Center at the University of California. Palm himself, staunch supporter of civil rights in the gay community, but they had four members of the armed services, one of whom was the military, the Air Force Lieutenant General, who in early 93 was tasked with implementing President Clinton's policy of don't ask, don't tell. And they came back and said basically that allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly is unlikely to pose any risk to morale, to good order, to discipline, or to cohesion.
All right. Post. Dan, thank you. Mark, what do you got?
Yes, sir. I got a most emailed, read, variously most-tastic from CNN.com. Lottery tickets, scratch-offs, that is, with no chance to win. A Virginia man bought a scratch-off, and he didn't win, and usually you don't. I mean, that's okay. But then he found out that the $75,000 prize had been awarded well before he bought it, so there was no way he could have won. So he sued, and his lawyer says the Virginia Lottery has sold about $85 million in tickets where the top prize had already been won. Now, Virginia's not commenting on the particular suit, but they say, well, the games are fair because you can still win the second prize or the third prize or the fourth prize.
Right, and it turns out that's what they advertise, win the second prize.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah. Your dream can happen for you, second, right. Third place. Yeah. And most of the states, actually, when the top prize is won, they'll still continue selling those scratch-offs.
Of course
so
they will.
Look win, carefully
before
you.
Because the win your tertiary dreams does not sell well. What do you have there, Matt Martinez?
I have, the most viewed and emailed at NPR right now have been stories out of the presidential candidate series courting the Latino vote, and they're really focusing on New Mexico, the presidential candidates, and the reason they're looking there is Hispanics are 40% of the state's electorate, mostly Democrats, but they're really interested in New Mexico because lots of those voters crossed party lines back in 2004 over the Iraq War. And here's Jennifer Ludden with that story.
New Mexico has four military bases, and between active duty and National Guard, it can seem like just about everyone here has served or knows someone in the military.
My grandfather, Drake Martinez, was an Air Corps in World War II, and my grandpa, Gandhi, on my mom's side, was fighting in Okinawa, I believe. A long history. It goes back three generations now, and ending with my brother, who's a Marine.
Antonio Gondara Martinez says his older brother and his mother have both had tours in Iraq. At first, Gondara Martinez says he believed the Bush administration when it said there was a connection between Iraq and 9/11. But as that rationale has fallen apart, so has his faith in the war.
I felt betrayed. I think a lot of Hispanics got disillusioned.
A poll last year for the nonpartisan Latino Policy Coalition found two-thirds of Hispanic voters believed going to war with Iraq was a mistake.
Are you registered to vote?
That's why Gondara Martinez joined College Democrats at the University of New Mexico. On this afternoon, clipboard in hand, he's signing up new voters.
All right, as soon as you fill all this basic information on the top, anything under here.
Do I have to wait until I have a residence in New Mexico first?
Gondara Martinez supports Barack Obama because the candidate considers the Iraq War a mistake. He hears others on campus defend the war and says Iraq is a topic that comes up all the time.
This is not an abstract issue for the Hispanic community and certainly not an abstract issue in New Mexico.
Christine Sierra teaches political science at the University of New Mexico. She says while Hispanics were early supporters of the Iraq War, she can understand why polls show a majority turned against it even before the rest of the country.
When you add class, rural areas, race, and ethnicity to who serves in the wars, folks from certain groups are paying disproportionately in terms of their lives or sacrifices.
In fact, that Latino Policy Coalition poll found nearly half of Hispanic voters said they had a family member or close friend serving in Iraq or Afghanistan. The community's large, extended families likely make the war's impact greater. And yet, those very family connections to the military could also help John McCain. Two mornings a week, this mariachi band packs the lobby at Albuquerque's VA Medical Center. New Mexico is full of Hispanic veterans, many older, many conservative, even though they may be registered as Democrats. Republican activists say McCain's military service resonates with this group.
In the Hispanic culture, family comes first, and the military sort of falls right into that. It's a family.
Dan Garza heads New Mexico's Republican National Hispanic Assembly. He says while some may be uneasy about the Iraq War, they're also uneasy about a quick U.S. pullout. Garza believes many Hispanics trust McCain more to find the right time and way to withdraw, and not just Republicans.
My father has voted Democrat his whole life. He's 79 years old, God bless him. And he has told me that he will probably vote for McCain.
In his first general election TV ad, McCain certainly played up his military experience while also seeming to acknowledge opposition to the Iraq War.
I hate war, and I know how terrible its costs are. I'm running for president to keep the country I love safe.
For a senator from Arizona who's supposed to be the favorite son of the Southwest, John McCain may have to work harder than he'd hoped for New Mexico's Hispanic voters. Iraq is one issue he'll likely keep pushing.
And that is NPR's Jennifer Ludden. You can hear that story and all the stories, including all the ones about our ongoing Hispanic voter series, on our website, npr.org.